sea.
Hold it right there.
Sometime you figure something be dead.
Where have you been?
It might as well stay dead.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
But the joke's on you.
You know what that makes you.
Them boys just couldn't stay away.
Oh, I get lost.
That's right, it's time again for an episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Starring Derek Knight.
Now we have what appears to be some sort of hideous...
From sonofcheese.com.
Bizarre Egyptian curse.
And why are more and more millions of Americans turning to...
Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Watch your hard-earned tax dollars sail away.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. This is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Hello.
Heather, my sister from Mad at Spam, joins us.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest in studio today. It's major fucking star Chris Graham.
Now, is that special like short bus special or special as in...
Special as in wears a helmet and licks windows, yes.
Oh,
I'll explain why he's so special here in a bit. But for now, right off the bat, I have to tell you that I and one other person in this room are unemployed
Ooh,
bums.
Me, that's me.
That's you. So we're both unemployed bums. Heather, when were you cut loose from your post at Mel?
I was cut loose on December 15th.
And the reason was because you just were insubordinate and angry
pretty much
all the time, right?
Well, you know, probably that's why I was chosen. But, I mean, it wasn't like I was the only one laid off. There was 293 people.
200,
so she doesn't take it personally.
Or 323. There was a whole bunch of people that got laid off. So
you were just a number.
I was.
And then this past Wednesday, I was one of six laid off from Graham Advertising, a name that I have not said personal on the podcast till now.
I but suppose you're free to do it now.
I'm no longer employed at Graham Advertising and was one of six laid off. And of course, the economy is to blame, or so I'm told, but it still doesn't, I can't find the economy and beat them up. So that would, I guess if I could find the economy, it would make me feel better to hit them in their collective eye, but I can't do that. So I have to go find me a new job. But if you guys were listening very intently and you picked up on the connection between Graham Advertising and Chris Graham, he is, in fact, related to the man that owns the joint and owns the building.
Suppose
their landlord, I guess, is how they refer to him now.
Is that how they talk about him?
I guess. Either way, that's neither here nor there. I had to get that out of the way as just a point of order, just factual information for listener. If listener has even stuck with us to this point, because, good Lord, when was the last time we were together in a room? I mean, I'm looking at Chris, and he's looking at me, and the answer is never. But when was the last time that the podcast crew, I guess, that's pretty lame. But when was the last time we were in the room together recording?
Long time ago. August, I think.
July or August, yeah.
Yeah,
July,
it's August. Been a, it certainly has been, anybody, the first one that can come up with a really good archaic way of saying a long time.
I'll Yonkers. Give like,
no, that doesn't work. It's like
in the days of yore.
Yes, it was in the days of yore that we recorded a podcast previous to this one.
Do I get a scratch and sniff sticker for that one?
You do, and it says you're a star. And then I'll write in major fucking because you're a major fucking star. Chris Graham was the best actor in one of the worst movies ever made. Not
it
too
wasn't
many-
very hard to be a best actor in that film. They weren't setting the bar very high.
It's true, because...
you would think, as not hard as it is, more of them could have done it, but no.
Well, especially since it was Dan Haggerty was the lead. He was coked up on... he was just a coked up fat guy, right?
In between takes, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, I mean, which leads to the takes not being stellar. But certainly not... I mean, you were the best actor in one of the worst movies ever made, and that movie is the cult Christmas classic Elves.
It actually...
Not the Will Ferrell Elf.
No.
Don't start thinking, oh, hot shit, he was an elf. Will Ferrell take off his shirt? No.
Not hot shit, but a plate of steaming shit.
That's right, because this movie, while it's called Elves, there is only one elf in it, and it was the worst animatronic puppetry I've ever seen in my life. And Chris Graham, at the time, how old were you?
I believe I was 10, and I had actually had my 11th birthday during the filming of that.
And what year was this filmed? What year did it come
1989.
Out?
1989.
So it was filmed in 89, came out in 89?
Yeah.
In time for Christmas, 1989?
I don't even remember. I don't think so, actually.
Yeah, in July. Yeah, Christmas in July. With the well, the premise of elves is what the elves plural, but the only elf in the movie was some manner of Nazi genetic experiment.
Yeah, he's just kind of on the back burner. Actually, the elf itself is kind of on the back burner story-wise.
It's really a touching
more
love story.
More has to do with neo-Nazis trying to create a master race than the elf mates with my sister, and you know, there's a product. She's the product of inbreeding between her mother and her grandfather, who is also her father.
Right, I do have
which
to
must
say,
mean you were too, right?
I don't know.
You don't know that
was never touched on. But I do have to say that the mating scene between her and this elf was, at best, ripped off from Fantasia. At worst, some of the worst cinematography I've ever had to sit through.
You're talking about the mating scene?
Yeah.
If you actually look really close, you can see she's like biting her lip to keep from laughing. She's trying so hard not to laugh during that scene. And, yeah.
Yeah. Kids, if you have any inclination to find out how bad this is, it's got to be available somewhere. I picked up a copy of a VHS copy of Elves from Entertain Mart. So if you have a place,
Entertain Mart, seriously,
I'm pretty sure that's where I got my copy.
Oh, you can get it on Amazon, but can it's you? Only VHS format. That's where all my friends, when they found out I was in that movie, they had like screenings of it in the lounge.
And this was where, man. When you were in college?
Yeah, they're like, why the hell didn't you tell us about this?
Well, I'm watch like, it and you'll find out.
Exactly. I'm like,
not a high point.
No, not a high point in the...
One thing I did learn during Elves is that you can actually cough up blood from your mouth by being stabbed in the nuts. That I did not know.
That, of course, the scene, Doug Grimm, who is actually a guy that I've done some voice work with, who I'm not a bad guy. He's how shall we say it, into the bottle a little bit, but and has some aggressive tendencies when he's drunk. But that's not the one he wrote, correct? He wrote, I think, Laser Moon.
Laser Moon.
There's more than just elves. You know this.
The yeah, Wish I know. Moon, there's Robo Chick, Laser Moon, and
Alien Seed. Alien with Seed. Eric Estrada. But you.
He's the voice of Marco on C-Lab 2021. So.
Is that. Well, look at the.
So it didn't so kill only, his career.
So you're only separated from C-Lab 2021 by like one degree.
I know. It's so cool.
I know. But the great thing about this is you had a couple of lines that, you know. I'm sure your friends at college considered to be classic, and I asked you to do your famous line, and you did the wrong one. You did the Gramps is a Nazi, but you can do that.
Oh, I can do both of them,
well,
actually.
I want to try and dig up the first one while you're doing the not so good one.
The what one?
Do a line.
Okay, the line is. All right. You've got fucking big tits.
No, that's the good one. I'm going to try to dig that up, and then you do the one about Gramps is a Nazi.
Okay. My sister goes, and I go. Are we going to be okay, Kirsten? No, Willie. Gramps is a Nazi. That's that one.
Yeah. And, of course, the Nazis in the film had the worst German accents I have. They were,
yeah.
Like, they were like mostly they were like half English, half German. They're like, yeah, these Nazis.
It's like they may have almost heard a German once.
Yeah. It's like, we are the Nazis.
Emil, kill him.
Yeah, Emil, kill him. Perhaps later we'll go for tea.
Calm down! Calm down.
Yes, people go. I was watching this going, man, I could do a better German accent.
Let's hear it, dude.
Ja, wir are the elves. How are we doing that? We are going to go and mate with your sister and then try to kill the man with the bear.
That's it. There was no gentle Ben, and I didn't see Ben anywhere in the film.
I know, because the lead in the film, just for as a point of reference, was Dan Haggerty, who, of course, played Grizzly Adams. Who had a friend named, what? It was a bear.
Gentle Ben.
Gentle Ben,
I think.
Gentle Ben, was that Gentle Ben? Or I thought Gentle Ben was separate from Grizzly.
Oh, hell.
It could be, it could be. I don't know. He had some bear named Ben. Or
yeah,
some
bears
bear.
Were big in the 70s.
Yeah.
As were chimps.
Yes.
You're just lucky you didn't have to work with animals.
Nah. Just a styrofoam elf with one constant expression of surprise on its face.
Yeah,
and moved by a stick.
Inarticulate fingers. The scene right before he stabs Doug Grimm in the nuts, he grabs this.
Yeah, he kind of looked like a palsy victim or something trying to grab for a knife.
I was surprised he didn't have them little braces on his hands.
Yeah, or duct tape. Just like.
And the animatronics were actually, the puppet was actually done by Bob Denver's son. So Gilligan's son, the worst puppeteer in the world.
That's right.
Was hired for this movie.
Well, how much was he paid? I mean, you know.
I myself was paid.
He just wasn't bringing his A game.
$5. How much were you paid?
I was actually paid $800 to say, you know, fucking big tits and fucking little ninja troll. Yeah, but so that's a lot of money to an 8-year-old in the 80s.
And or did you?
Excuse me, a 10-year-old.
Did you blow that on hookers and beer?
Hookers and high hoes.
You don't want to say? You know your dad is a regular listener to the podcast.
No, it actually went into the college fund.
Did it?
Yeah.
And, well, speaking of college, you used to run cross country, correct?
Yeah, and track.
Yeah, and you had a friend named who? What was your friend's name?
Brian McGuire, I guess?
No. Vytautas?
Oh, Vytautas Cancellaris. Yeah,
while I'm looking up your quote, why don't you tell us some stories about Vytautas Cancellaris? Let's go off on this tangent-filled tangent.
Okay, this is kind of a story that's kind of gained popularity among my friends, and they've told it to their friends, and it's kind of gone, I don't want to say viral, but...
viral in meat space.
Yeah, and, you know... Because I guess that's a computer term, but... Okay, I've told it so many times, but I'll go and do it again. When I was in college, it was my freshman year, and I was going from, you know, just running three-mile races to a full five-mile races, and I wasn't very good at all. And this guy, Vytautas, sure, you know, was to let me know about it. It was actually long distance... indoor, which means you have double the number of laps. And I remember it was my first indoor track race freshman year. And I was so slow that I got lapped five times. I had five laps to go when everyone else had already finished. And so I'm feeling like crap. And they're like, coming in last for Hastings College, it's Chris Graham. So they, you know, totally rubbed it in. And as I'm going around and around and around, people are standing on the sidelines because I'm holding up the next event. And it's all on me. And they're like, hurry up. You suck. You know, I'm feeling like shit, you know. And I'm just so embarrassed. I just want to quit. But no, I finished the race. And I'm feeling like crap, you know. And, you know, my teammates, instead of coming up to support me, you know, they're all saying, oh, good job, man. You tried your best. But, you know, we had this brutally honest Vytautas Cancellaris was this. He was from Lithuania. He was an foreign exchange student. He comes up to me and he goes, "Christopher, goddammit, why you sucks? You're so slow. Why you always lost?" You know, and I'm like, "Oh man, no. It's why do I always lose?" He's like, "That's what I said. You lose. Why do I? You're saying it wrong. It's why do I suck?" He's like, "Yes, you sucks. That's what I said." Forget it, man. So then, you know, we go into the van or whatever, and he wants to listen to some Kenny Chesney or some country shit, because I guess they don't get that in Lithuania or something. So he, you know, and I don't know, I hate country. And I'm like, man, can you just turn that shit off? And he's like, you shut your mouth, bitch. I am V. I control the radio. I guess he just went by V, because no one could put, you know, no one could say the Vytautas. It was too complicated. I don't know. So he was just kind of, you know, that's just kind of how he was. And he'd always walk around without any pants on, and he kind of would smell like, he smelled like raw chicken. It was weird.
Well, Colin would have been terrified of him.
So that's,
raw chicken.
Only if I had to handle him.
That's Vytautas for you.
That's awesome.
God, I hate that I swallowed spit the wrong way. Almost died on air. That'd have been great.
On air, yeah. That's great.
I'm just trying to, you know.
I don't know why, but I cannot find anything about Elves, the movie, on YouTube.
I think you go to Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes.
I know there for a fact that there's a techno remix
really?
Featuring all the worst lines from Elves. It starts like with something like, I want to know the connection between the elves and the Nazis. You know, and that just goes on and on and on. You know, they just sampled it and they set it to techno music. And also, those two lines of me, I think Terry Gonzalez knows where they are.
I know I have it somewhere.
Yeah, they're actually there.
I didn't have time to prepare, unfortunately, because I've been looking for a job. So
sorry?
Job schmob.
He's looking at me now, for you listeners, like it's my fault.
Oh, no. No, no. It's not your fault. It's the economy's fault, remember?
Yes.
I need to find them and set them straight. I need to find the economy.
Hey, maybe you should go out and punch economists, because maybe it's their fault.
It's got to be. Yeah. That or the car industry.
Right.
So, Heather.
Yes.
Tell us a quick story.
Okay. You know, Colin's got those t-shirt designs going on splitreason.com.
I was unaware of this. This is the first I've heard.
Oh, bull. Anywho, we were talking, and he was saying that he needed to get some more designs up, but he kept asking, you know, whenever he does a design, he asks me if I like it, and I always say I do, because I always do. And he was complaining that I was blinded by love, and that his designs probably really sucked. I just wouldn't tell him that they did. And Jordan goes, no, Dad, they really are good. It's not like, you know, when you're obligated to say they're good because you're family. So yeah. There's a good Jordan story.
Okay.
Yeah, the way she said it, it was like she was insulting me at the time saying it. You know, we're not doing this like we usually do.
Yeah.
This time we mean it. It's really good.
Oh, like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah,
like,
from an 8-year-old. That's
like,
lovely.
Your hair looks great today. What'd you do? Wash it? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. As just since we're here, Chris, by the way, has some nicknames. One of them is Jugs, because he always carries around these jugs to fill up the fountain with. Also, Monkey Boy, because he's...
I just thought it was because I was an A-cup. I don't know.
But he also has in his arsenal, apparently, an impression of me that he does at parties when I'm not around. And this is in response to my impression of him. I got to go pick up some cigarette butts in the parking lot and then maybe mow the lawn, because I'm Chris Graham. I'm the boss's son.
Yeah. Well, my take on Derek is that you're very showy. Whenever you talk, even when you're not on the air, it's like you're always on the air. I'm Derek Knight. Be sure to listen to sonofcheese.com. And if you're not crying, I haven't done my job. Some people play tennis. I erode the human soul.
I like that.
So, you know, you're just always on, you know, which is, you know, it's fine.
It's you.
It's
just
I like
the way you are.
It's fine. It's just fine.
It's good, man.
Welcome to accept it.
Yeah, we can't change you, so we'll just have to deal with you.
See, that's the thing. Some people, I mean, and you used to be a radio guy.
Yeah, overnight.
You did the overnight show on, K-Lite?
No, it was actually the old peak before 95.1 they changed to the 92.9.
Yeah. One of my old program directors, Heather's favorite program director that she had, Randy Hill.
Oh yeah.
Told me one time that his personal hell would be doing overnights on a light station.
And so, it was, you know, it was the level of hell just above where you dwell with Satan in like lakes of like. Ice.
Lakes of ice.
No, yeah.
Not like if you can hear that in the background, that's my son Max. He's he's now almost 11 months, and he's quite vocal, which is nice because he used to be just kind of scared of the microphone.
So when he turns one, are you still going to call him like 12 months?
No, I'll probably say one.
Thank God. Why do people do that?
I don't say weeks, all right?
I know, like, why do people... Okay, I'm not a parent. I don't know a lot about kids, obviously, but why do they say, like, 24 months and 32 months and all that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm using months now because he's less than a year.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I just wanted to know if you're one of those people that goes by months well into, like, their 3 or 4th year.
Well, I'll tell you that I don't intend to.
All right.
But anyway,
back to where we started with this.
Some people who have been on the radio have two different personas per se, off air and on air. They perform as if they're a character. Unfortunately, I never understood that, so I was just always me.
And he's always
and
been like
I've
this.
Always been
this. Yeah, this like is this. Really how this guy talks, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, it's not like I turn it on and turn it off.
No, it's all, you're always on.
I'm just kind of like this, and some people find it hard to deal
with. Or with a microphone in front of his face.
Perhaps. I don't know. Some people find it hard to deal with. But Heather, you were the same way.
I mean, hard to deal with?
Well, that runs in the family, but
yeah, I guess.
I mean, you didn't play a character on the air. You were just you.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's the difference between, and that's, I think, a lot of times why some people utilize air names is because they want to distance themselves from themselves. You know,
hey,
they want to become a different person. And
change your name again?
I can't remember. Did you use an air name or not?
Yeah, I did. I was, it was
Tommy Tsunami.
Okay, my show, since it was overnight, was called, Burning the Midnight Oil.
Right.
Well, because it went well past midnight, actually. It started at midnight, but I couldn't think of anything because all the good ones were already taken, like the Graveyard Shift and all that. And I don't know, I went as Double G.
Double G?
Yeah.
And Golden now he's Graham. Jugs.
Golden Graham, that was it.
Because I used to listen to you.
The Golden Graham.
I was Double G.
She listened to you, and she thought you were all right. I listened, and I was like, seriously? Come on.
Yeah, I wasn't. That's why I'm really not in the business anymore.
Yeah,
it just wasn't my calling.
But you know what? I think that you've still got that willingness to perform. You know, that never left you, because you did a fine job yesterday as Gold Dog.
Yeah, that was cool.
yeah, that was cool, man. Yeah. Would you quit dicking with shit?
I'm sorry.
You are the shit dicker. That holds true even now.
Shit dicker.
She's the shit dicker. She dicks with shit. Well, anyway, why don't you give us your... set up the scene and then give us your classic line. From the cult classic Elves.
Okay, now, for some reason, well... You know, considering this family's all incestuous, this really isn't a surprise. I'm trying to see my sister naked in the shower, you know, because who wouldn't? And she catches me, and she runs into the room, and we're frolicking on the bed or whatever. That's the only way I can
like
describe it.
Bunnies.
Yeah, you know the scene. She's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, so your big line from the big movie that you got paid $800, and, you know, your family looked the other way while you said... Your big line is right here.
I'm your fucking sister.
Yeah, and you've got fucking big tits, and I'm going to tell everybody I saw. Yeah,
I'm your fucking sister.
Man, I want that as my ringer.
Yeah, and you've got fucking big tits, and I'm going
to
tell everybody
listen to that little...
You got fucking big tits.
Well, dude, what do you... Dude, it was before my balls dropped. I had a high voice.
That was hilarious. You sound like the elf. Are you sure you weren't the elf in Elves?
Oh, man.
I am a fucking ninja troll. You sound like Elmo, for Christ's sake. Tickle me, Chris Graham.
Hi. Hi there.
So what, we could sell Tickle Me Grahams in stores?
Tickle Me Chris Grahams.
Tickle Me Chris Grahams.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
You should have done that. You should have done that in the movie. You could have been, if you'd stuck with this business of show, you could have been in the movie Shocker. You could have been the one in the electric chair. You could have been the one coming back to the life with the knife or whatever that guy did.
To the life?
That wasn't one of Wes Craven's best films, but it was okay.
He would also have been pretty young around then, wouldn't he?
Shut up. Confusing the issue with fans. Shut up.
Youngest dude ever to be electrocuted.
Well, you could have played the doll.
That was one bad kid.
You could have played the doll in Child's Play.
Chucky.
No, that was a doll, man.
It's like, seriously, the movie... I know.
They didn't have a kid in there, did they?
Well,
I'm
no.
Sure they had a midget.
There was
in the
a kid
had
that
run.
Had the doll. You could have been the kid that had the doll, that got the doll.
Yeah, I wanted
Christmas.
To be Andy Barclay. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, it's like movies like that where it's a fucking doll. Or in The Elf, it's like 2 feet tall. I don't care if it's a powerful ninja troll or even go back to the 50s.
You could just kick
with,
it.
With the movie The Screaming Skull, kick the fucking thing. It's a doll or a skull. How does a skull get around on a cat? Just ride on a goddamn cat.
Flexible like jaw muscles.
I would like to see that, you know, like the elf riding a cat down the street.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Thing was only like...
You could have done a whole little Blazing Saddles scene. Where the white women at?
Thing was like 2 feet tall, yeah.
Yeah, and on a stick.
I'm your fucking sister!
Yeah, I've got fucking big tits, and I'm gonna tell everybody I saw.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, those were some good tits.
Did you get, you got to see them, right?
No.
I don't even think they showed them in the movie.
No.
Although I think that the other movies that they made only existed so that a select group of people could see boobs live and in person, because there were just gratuitous booby shots in all the other films. Just boobs. I mean, like in Cyber Chick, Robo Chick, then they got sued and had to be Cyber Chick. Three different sets of boobs because they had to use three different girls.
Yeah, Kathy Showers like walked out on the project
and stole this costume, right?
And you wonder why.
Huh.
Yeah.
So did that.
And then after the elf attacks me for, because he thinks I'm trying to get it on with my sister, he's threatened by a 10-year-old, so he's going
to
kill me.
Well, the elf has to find a virgin.
Yeah.
I think that's a plot.
He doesn't want, you know, this 10-year-old kid deflowering his sister, so he wants to kill me.
And the given, elf of morality.
And, well, yeah.
I know.
Plus
he wants
giving,
to kill me.
Well,
before,
given the family history, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's got a genuine worry there. I
mean. So, so then he wants to kill me, and after he attacks me, and then I guess runs out the window or something, I go, what happened? It was the cat.
Well,
I go, no, it was a fucking little ninja troll, like a gremlin.
And the problem
like
was,
a little man or something like that.
Yeah, except that this thing couldn't actually run. Like Colin said, it was on a stick and somebody pitched it through the window.
And it was supposedly really, really powerful.
It couldn't even take
one of the funniest things about the movie to me, I don't know if you noticed, was in the gunfight in the store golems or whatever, they're taking cover behind some glass cases in a gunfight.
Right, yeah.
The glass cases
now,
will shield them from gunfire.
Wasn't that department store Hibbard's?
I don't know actually where it was filmed, but they slapped, you know, the name golems on it for the film.
Yeah, I think it
could have been
Hibbard's.
I'm pretty sure it was Hibbard's. I mean, that's okay.
Yeah.
It was Hibbard's. We know
Hibbard's,
it was Hibbard's
is gone now.
I loved Hibbard's.
Torn down. Put up a plaque or something.
It's a Chipotle.
Well,
that's where Chipotle on Tejon
is. Chipotle. Yeah.
It's the Hibbard's building.
Yeah. Wow. Put up a little plaque. Elves filmed here.
That's right. Dan Haggerty smoked.
Haggerty then you snorted. Can like, do a personal appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else show
Cut
up.
Cut ribbons or kiss babies.
Yeah.
Something.
You really should have made more of this showbiz, you know, this business of show. That you were in briefly.
I just didn't want to end up like Danny Bonaducci or something on a VH1 special, my life spiraling out of control with booze and drugs. So, you know, I quit while I was ahead.
He quit while he was on top.
I don't know, but he still gets paid to spiral out of control.
This is true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he was in CSI.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Danny Bonaducci was on CSI.
Yeah, he got
was.
To play
yeah,
a dead body. Though
yeah,
he was one
he was
of the.
Killed.
He was, I think, the first victim of the miniature killer.
Yes, he was.
He played a rock and roll star.
Yeah.
You could have played
who was spiraling out of control.
Imitating art, imitating life.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, that so many layers to that episode.
I know.
I'm so happy about this, too.
So finally I touch on something, Colin, that brings joy to Colin.
It just amuses me.
But that Chris didn't get into the business of showing.
No, actually, that'd be cool if he had.
Actually, I did 2 seasons of the Colorado Christmas at the Broadmoor. It's like a musical.
Yeah.
I did that. And then puberty hit, and my voice started cracking, and I couldn't sing correctly.
So you're no longer a member of the Vienna Boys Choir.
Damn puberty.
Yeah.
Well, see if you can sing some of those old Christmas songs for us right here.
They're just regular Christmas songs, you know, like, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
I ain't been nothing but bad. That is a song by Stan Freberg, as a matter of fact.
You know, but it was, you know, stuff like that. There's like an Elves fan club or some sick thing.
Does it have its own Wikipedia page?
No. I don't know. I'm on the IMDb, I know that.
Well, yeah. You and Mark Paglia and your dad. Yeah. Your dad was an executive producer, right?
Yeah.
And he's so completely embarrassed by the fact that these movies even exist. At least that's the impression I get. It's like one of those things where it seemed like a good idea at the time.
I need to get you to do an audio commentary track with me on that. We need to go in and do that.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
Me, and like Mark Paglia. Maybe Mark Paglia. I don't know.
Actually, Mark, initially when I talked to him, this was more than a year ago, I talked to him about coming over and being interviewed about the movies. He was all for it. He was just too busy to come over. And so, I mean, he told me the whole story about how they did it. They would come up with an outline, a synopsis for the movie, and then they would try to sell it to foreign investors, and if they got a bite, then he would go home at lunch and flesh out the outline.
I think he wrote it in like 2 days, but I'm not sure.
And yeah, it was just written in the whole, he apparently was at home at lunch watching something about genetic engineering, and he's like, genetically engineered Nazi elves.
Yeah, because that's the first thing I think of when think of genetic engineering.
That's the way I figure it.
The movie poster was probably the best thing about the movie. It looked pretty cool, but
is it anything like the VHS cover?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That was a nice cover. I liked the font too, but that's about it. What can I say?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was just easily one of the worst movies ever.
Yeah.
The worst of the bunch though was Laser Moon with Tracy Lords.
Lords was in that?
You didn't know that? Yeah.
Yeah. So fresh off her porn career, she's walking bow-legged. And the movie is so, it just has no flow. Of course, I think that was the one written by Doug Grimm, and he was probably high or drunk or something. But the movie has no flow. It's terribly choppy. And then there's one point where they're sitting in a car. Her and the detective guy are sitting in a car outside of the Grimm building, between the 5 and 30 building and the Grimm building. And he gets out to go take a piss on the side of the 5 and 30 building. And She kind of looks forward and goes, "This movie sucks."
And they left
and
it
they
in.
Let it in. Kenny Koenig, the editor, left it in. Koenig still works, you know. I mean, these are all names that you know. So. These are people that are accessible to us. Well, to you. No, not me.
It's like that Sesame Street song.
Yeah.
Which Sesame Street song is that?
I can't remember
these
the exact words.
These are the people
words.
That you know.
These are the people,
you know.
In your neighborhood.
Yeah, in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood. Yes. User comments, by the way, about elves on IMDb include horrendous but hilarious. No doubt about it, this is one piece of cinematic crap if there ever was one. But it is likable in several respects. Two, the elf doll is hilariously cheesy, like watching somebody play with a toy. The thing must only have one moving part. Yep, so there you go. There are people that love it, and they love you. Because you're a major fucking star, Chris Graham. A major fucking star.
Feels good to be a major fucking star. Man.
I know. Easily the biggest star we've had in studio.
It's incredibly hard not to let it go to my head and all, you know.
Oh, I know. You
it's
walk
like,
around.
Holy shit, you know, I was in this movie, so.
Yeah. You probably think about that while you're sweeping up the parking lot, right?
Oh. Yeah.
He will on Monday.
I'm telling you, you should have made more of that business of show.
Yep.
You could have
capitalized on this.
Yep, you could have been one of those burnout child stars. You could have been living in L.A. and you know.
Maybe we should make it available for people to get his autograph.
Yeah, we could capitalize
a pod
on you.
Special.
Yeah, send us check or money order however
much you think it's worth.
With yes, check or money order payable to Derek Knight. And a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll make sure we get you the autograph of major fucking star Chris Graham, superstar of stage and screen.
We'll even get him to write out his boobs line
for
you.
Yes.
And
or,
sign it.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could get one of those cards. You know, you open it up and it says, "You got fucking big tits, so I'm going to tell everybody I saw them." Or, "It's a fucking little ninja troll."
Yeah.
I don't know, we could just do that.
Yeah. And then you know, best of luck, best wishes, eat it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I
Thanks
see
for
one.
Being a fan.
That's right. Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah.
What's the? I can't remember what movie or that was.
Golden
Growing
Girls.
Pains. Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
Golden Growing.
Golden Pains.
Golden Pains. Oh, TV. Girl. You know, it all blends together. Well, Chris, thank you very much for joining us on our wee podcast, and thank you for gracing my home with your major stardom, and best of luck at work on Monday.
All right, thanks.
This is Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. You've been listening to an episode from Out of the Blue, the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com, join us.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Bye-bye.
One more time, Chris Graham of Vitatis Cancellatus Vigoso Sucks fame.
Well, you're so slow. You suck.
So this show was so slow and so sucks.
You shut your mouth, bitch. I control the mic.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
You should say that, man. That should be your new catchphrase. Shut your mouth, bitch. I control
Actually,
the mic.
Actually, you should just get a soundbite of him saying it.
I
does
should.
It so good.
He does it very well. Fuck Montrose. We'll see you guys back again next Wednesday.